Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It certainly is a great week if you follow politics, because all of a sudden there's some movement in the polls, not to help Joe Biden, but to help other Republican candidates who are not named Donald Trump. Where is that movement present? Not so much in Iowa, but it is very present in New Hampshire, and it might reshake the race. Why? Well, what happens if Trump loses any one of those early primaries? How many people out there think, I'd like a show of hands, please. How many people out there think that if Trump loses, say, the New Hampshire primary, where this poll is from, that he will accept it? And say, well, so you win some, you lose some, we're going to go back and do better next time. Or how many people think it's very likely that he will claim that the election was rigged, the primary was rigged, it was stolen? We will get to all of that and to questions about surprise polls, including 70% of Palestinians who supposedly support Hamas. What does that really mean? What does that mean for the prospect of a ceasefire, of a peace settlement, of a continued effort to try to free the more than 100 hostages that are still alive and that Hamas is still holding? We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to Kevin Williamson, who's written a hilarious kind of doomsday piece about what this election of 24 is about. He clearly does not like Biden, and he clearly does not like President Trump either. So what is his take on all of that? We'll be speaking to Kevin Williamson of The Dispatch, and more coming up in the on the Michael Medved Show. And we're also going to be talking a little bit about President Trump's latest tack, which is trying to give international legitimacy, such as it is, to his campaign, citing what sound like endorsements for him by Vladimir Putin, Viktor Orban, and let us not forget Kim Jong-un. And then another unlikely mention for someone as a President Trump's running mate, the word does appear to be that he would prefer a female to run with him and to make history as the first, not Kamala Harris, the first one female vice president after Kamala Harris. Who could it be? Carrie Lake isn't going to work anymore because she's running for Senate, and she has an excellent chance to actually pick up that Senate seat in Arizona. It's going to be a tough and complicated race, maybe even a three-way race, depending on whether Kyrsten Sinema actually runs for re-election or not. In any event, Roseanne Barr, she spoke recently at the America Fest in Phoenix, Arizona over the weekend. America Fest, a gathering put together by Turning Point USA, TP USA. TP. What does TP usually stand for? Turning Point, of course. TP USA, which had its big meeting. Roseanne spoke there, and she was extremely impassioned.
Communists!
Yeah, that she was there talking about her view of the Democrats. So, and that's not a joke. We'll listen to that. And on the other hand, there were actually some very smart things said about the Middle East by two sources you wouldn't necessarily go to try to set people straight on the history and the reality of the struggle between Israel and Hamas, Israel's ongoing struggle for survival. Bill Maher, in particular, was superb on that issue. But so was, to, I think, the surprise of many people, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Maybe somebody told him that his father was assassinated by a Palestinian American who was reacting to his father's support for Israel. Which is true, by the way. If you look at Sirhan's notes that he left, and this is an item that came up when they were talking about, remember the parole board was going to let him go, not to serve out his life sentence for murdering a potential president of the United States. In any event, Robert Kennedy Jr., obviously well-informed and decent on this issue of support for Israel and Israel's battle for survival. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The big news at the moment has to do with a brand new poll. It's a CBS poll that found that Nikki Haley, who has emerged as the top alternative to Donald Trump. But is she at all close to Trump? Well, this is a poll not nationwide. It's a poll of New Hampshire. And they're asking people who are saying they're going to vote in the GOP primary. That can include independents, too. It found Trump leading the primary, but less than before. He's with 44%. And Nikki Haley at 29%. Okay, what does that mean? Here's some description of the poll by the CBS background. It's a CBS News YouGov poll of New Hampshire GOP voters. Listen.
Nikki Haley is up substantially from where she was this fall, and one reason is voters tell us they see her as reasonable as compared to the other candidates and prepared to be president. Her number there is on par with the former president. Now, she's helped by the independents who can vote in the New Hampshire primary, and it's not a surprise that she and maybe former Governor Chris Christie are looking to do better in New Hampshire because those independents say they're more amenable to the idea of a candidate who's different from Donald Trump. Now, Trump, for his part, still does well on two key measures. One, he's seen as a strong leader, and two, that those voters think he can beat Joe Biden.
Okay, and yet, with all of the polling recently, and there have been about a half dozen polls now that show that Nikki Haley would actually do better against Joe Biden than Donald Trump. For instance, the poll that showed Trump up 4 points, a Wall Street Journal poll, showed Nikki Haley beating Biden by 17 points. So one of the questions here is, do Republicans want to win? The total numbers on the presidential preference in this New Hampshire poll, CBS News YouGov poll, 44% for Donald Trump, Nikki Haley 29%, DeSantis 11%, and Chris Christie 10%. Now, what that means is that if you put together the three opponents, leading opponents, Donald Trump, they beat Trump. They beat Trump by 6 points combined. So the question becomes, will some people who like DeSantis, giving him 11%, Chris Christie, of course, is even more likely. It's very tough not to respond to some of what Chris Christie has been saying. But what if his voters shifted over just a little bit toward Nikki Haley? Then you've got one of the world's biggest upsets. There's a piece by Chris Saliza we'll get to. He says, well, it's not imaginable that Trump would lose. But then he goes ahead and gives a scenario of how that might, maybe, still unlikely, he says, but could happen. We'll get to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow. Have a cup of tea. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Well, we should have a jolly season. Why? Because the election season is just beginning. I mean, I know it sounds like it's endless already. We've had four debates involving the GOP contenders. No debates involving the Democrats yet, and no debates involving Donald Trump yet. If these polling indications are accurate at all, and it is now with it's a little bit more than a month to go. The New Hampshire primary is right after the Iowa caucuses, and it's January 23rd. So there's a while, and right now with Trump leading with 44%, but Nikki Haley rising, coming close to doubling her percentage of the vote at 29%. This is not a locked shut kind of development. The point being that because people have gotten so used to the idea of Trump winning and being unbeatable and having the election solidly, Chris Saliza in his Substack piece is how does Donald Trump lose? And he says, first of all, it's very, very unlikely that Donald Trump would lose. He thinks Donald Trump will win. But DeSantis told a truth about Trump, he says, over the weekend that gets to the fundamental problem of anyone trying to beat him. He will say it's stolen no matter what. He will try to legitimize the results. He did that against Ted Cruz in 2016. Yes, he did. I looked it up. It's true. He said that when he lost the Iowa caucuses, and it was almost a three-way tie between Ted Cruz and then Donald Trump and then Marco Rubio, who got almost the exactly same percentage as Trump did. But he said, Ron DeSantis said is that he said, I don't think there's been a single time he's ever been in competition for something where he didn't get it, where he has accepted losing. I think that's to be expected, but I don't think people are going to buy it. Well, then Chris Saliza points out that an August CNN poll, now it's a while ago, shows that 69% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents said Joe Biden's 2020 win was not legitimate. Among those who voted for Trump in 2020, 3 in 4 said Biden's win was illegitimate. 3 in 4. Okay, it's a little bit out there, and it's one of the reasons that it's so hard to imagine that people who think that Trump actually won last time, like Rudy Giuliani does, even if it's going to cost him $148 million, that's another story. The really funny word given for what we're talking about is that Trump is the Pied Piper for lots of these people. That's what Chris Saliza writes, formerly of USA Today. He says they will follow him wherever he leads them. That would very much include claims that the Iowa caucuses or New Hampshire primary were stolen from him if he doesn't win. Which gets me back, writes Chris Saliza, to the question I asked at the top. What would it look like if Donald Trump were to lose the Republican nomination? I literally cannot imagine it, he says, and then he goes ahead and imagines it. He says, not because it's impossible, but I suppose he could lose Iowa or New Hampshire. The latter, New Hampshire, is much more likely than the former. And that could lead to a surge of momentum for Haley that pushed her through South Carolina and Super Tuesday. Again, this scenario is very unlikely, but I suppose possible. So let's assume that happened. Would Trump, facing an insurmountable delegate deficit, acknowledge that reality and bow out gracefully? Hell no, he wouldn't, says Saliza. There's no chance of that. He would insist nefarious forces had stolen the election from him. He would keep running, probably all the way to the convention. And so if he didn't get the nomination, he'd try to run a third-party bid if it was possible due to sore loser laws. So again, how does Trump actually will lose? He doesn't. That's the argument of Mr. Saliza. Concerning Nikki Haley and her new energy in the campaign, which people have been talking about for a couple of weeks now, and again, if she is getting 29% in New Hampshire already, and if she does a little bit better than that, even if she finishes second, it will be a big boost of energy for her. She sat down in a conversation alongside Governor Sununu, who's supported her and endorsed her and is campaigning with her. He's a very popular and very conservative governor. He was chosen as the most fiscally responsible governor in the country. In other words, the one who came closest to actually keeping an eye on state spending. In any event, Governor Sununu was there. They were together with Jonathan Carl on ABC News. Listen.
And you said we shouldn't have followed him and we shouldn't have listened to him. We can't ever let that happen again.
Well, I think the problem was, and what everybody, so many of his friends and family and everybody saw, is you had good people who went there to support him. You had good people that were there at the rallies. And then you had people who broke the law, yeah. Right? There's a difference. Don't group everybody together. There's a difference. But when President Trump had the opportunity to stop it, when he had the opportunity to say it, the bully pulpit matters. People listen. He didn't. And I hate that for the people that were there supporting him. I hate that for those of us that were watching it. But what I do know is he was the right president at the right time. But the situation we're in now, nobody wants that chaos again. That's what we're trying to get past. My approach is different. No drama, no vendettas, no whining.
And one of the things she also talks about increasingly in her campaign, she has a brand new ad. And the ad actually slams Biden. It's aimed at Biden, but it really also takes some direct targeting of Trump. Because Trump is 77 years old. It has to do with the age of her potential opponents. We'll get to that when we come back on the Medved Show. And the latest from Chris Christie responding to President Trump, again repeating the phrase that illegal immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. What exactly does that mean? And what does it mean that Trump is boasting of Putin's endorsement, or sympathy at least, expressed for Trump? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. One Democratic senator comparing the flow of immigrants into the U.S. to a sold-out concert.
We are over capacity right now. and we have to control this.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Joe Manchin of West Virginia said it's become dangerous to let more people enter the country. Manchin announced in November he is not running for re-election, prompting speculation that he may run for president as a third-party candidate. Lawmakers are pushing to have salon workers trained to spot signs of domestic violence. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn and Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth are set to introduce the Salon Stories Act today. The bill would provide grant money to states that make it a requirement for aspiring cosmetologists to take domestic violence prevention courses in order to obtain their licenses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, nobody says Santa Claus is too old. I mean, he's gotten that one beat. He's just still vigorous and tireless and out there. And maybe some of the aging candidates, and yes, that includes President Trump, who would be 78 years old at the time of his next inauguration. Whoever gets... wins this election, if the election is between Trump and Biden, whoever of them is standing on the Capitol steps taking the oath of office in January 20th, 2025 will be the oldest president ever inaugurated. Ever. Nikki Haley has made that a subject of an ad. Now, the ad just says Biden's too old. But I think the implication concerning Trump is pretty much there, and it may be a little bit subtle, but I don't think many people can miss it. This is clip 21.
I'll just say it. Biden's too old, and Congress is the most exclusive nursing home in America. Washington keeps failing because politicians from yesterday can't lead us into tomorrow. We need term limits, mental competency tests, and a real plan to defeat China and restore our economy. We have to leave behind the chaos and drama of the past with a new generation and a new conservative president. I'm Nikki Haley, and I approve this message.
And it's an effective message, right? John Carl of ABC was talking to Governor Haley, Ambassador Haley, about the GOP primaries and trying to pin her down on where and how she was going to win. Listen, clip 19.
I heard the governor say, when you win New Hampshire,
yeah.
Are you going to win New Hampshire?
My goal is to be strong in Iowa, strong in New Hampshire, strong in South Carolina.
But you need to win somewhere, right?
You're saying that. What I'm saying is, why don't we try and do the best we can in every state, yeah, and let the people decide which way this goes? I think I'm going to be strong in Iowa. I think I'm going to be strong in New Hampshire. I think we're going to be strong in South Carolina, and I think we're going to take it. And we're not settling for anything else.
And you can be more direct about New Hampshire.
Oh, it's an absolute win. No, it's a win and a reset button. If everyone that could vote in the primary comes out and votes, not only she's going to win in a landslide, and that's not an exaggeration. So you're going to see
a
record.
Bar for you here.
No, it's not an expectation.
He knows his state better than I do.
It's not an expectation. It's people getting excited.
It's exciting. We can feel it on the ground. We're going to do this.
And part of that energy is a gift of Chris Sununu. And now that's an interesting prospect. A ticket, a young guns ticket of Haley and Sununu. Both with experience as governors and very successful governors. I don't know if that's a ticket in the making, but look, the idea that what Governor Sununu was saying, which was very similar to what he said on this show, which made a bunch of news, Chris Sununu talking about her winning by a landslide in New Hampshire. If that happens, it changes everything. It changes everything. And it's not at all inconceivable with the new numbers today. By the way, there's another shocking poll that, for people in California, which is a lot of people, it's almost 40 million people in California. It's a big chunk of America. But what I'm looking at here is the new Survey USA poll that was taken, commissioned by the senator, the Center for Election Science, a nonpartisan nonprofit. They were looking at the Senate race in California. This is for the Senate seat that was formerly held by Dianne Feinstein, may she rest in peace. And Adam Schiff is ahead with 22%. But what's dramatic and shocking is running second is a Republican. Pretty good first baseman, too. Steve Garvey, former star of the Dodgers. He didn't get as much money as Shohei Ohtani, but still. Steve Garvey is a Republican, conservative Republican, good candidate. He's running at 15%. Now, why am I excited by somebody getting 15%? If the Democrats all divide those votes, then he clears the primary, which nobody expected, because the way they do it in California, the same way they do it in Washington State, is it's not a Republican primary and a Democratic primary. It's what they call a jungle primary, where all of the candidates run against each other. And the ones who get the top two percentage of the votes, number of votes, those are the ones who advance to the general election. And If it is just Adam Schiff, who I don't think is a tremendously strong candidate, versus Steve Garvey, that could be a world-changing upset. That is actually something worth looking at. I'll tell you what else is worth looking at is this story about the polling the Palestinian Authority, and particularly the population in Gaza. Now, when you see some of the difficulties that they have right now in Gaza, it's hard to believe that people are putting a big priority on polls, but they are. There is a guy named Shikaki who has been a Palestinian pollster for a long time, And he's considered a Palestinian moderate, by the way. At one point, he delivered a poll that Hamas didn't like, and I believe they broke both his arms. But in any event, he's back with a brand new poll, and the poll comes out with what I think Hamas would find very encouraging. A wartime opinion poll among Palestinians published last week shows a rise in support for Hamas, which appears to have ticked up even in the devastated Gaza Strip, and an overwhelming rejection of Western-backed President Mahmoud Abbas, with nearly 90% saying he must resign. Well, he's got that age problem, too. He's 88 years old. No, he really is. That's not an exaggeration. Washington has called for the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority, currently led by Abbas, to eventually assume control of Gaza and run both territories as a precursor to statehood. U.S. officials have said the PA must be revitalized without letting on whether this would mean leadership changes. The Arab allies of the U.S. have said they will only get involved in post-war reconstruction if there's a credible push toward a two-state solution, which is unlikely under the Netanyahu government dominated by opponents of Palestinian statehood. The crazy thing here is when Palestinians were offered, for the first time in human history, because there is no ancestral or ancient heritage state of Palestine, but in 1947, the United Nations voted to partition the land of the British Mandate, because the British were giving up that mandate. It was only supposed to last for 20 years. And so in 1948, goodbye British. And they were going to divide the land remaining between the Jewish population there and the Arab-Palestinian population. The Palestinians were offered a state. And this is in November of 1947. And that state would have been far more than they're asking for today. They turned it down and preferred to go to war against the Yishuv. That's the way they referred to the Jewish community. And the rest? Well, it's history. Coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Holiday season, it's a great time not only to go to michaelmedved.com but check us out on Substack because over at Substack it's michaelmedved.substack.com and you'll find all kinds of interesting stuff about the history of the Middle East, the history of presidential politics. What do we learn from the only president who ever did what President Trump is attempting to do, which is after losing the presidency, coming back and making a successful return trip to the White House. I have a piece that's actually, I find presidential history completely captivating and fascinating, but this one is called A Grover. That's Grover Cleveland, who did this before in 1892. He got elected for a second term after losing the prior election. It's called Grover Donald and the Second Term Curse. Speaking of curses, I was talking a little bit about Khalil Shikaki, who, by the way, I think, given the fact that he has been beaten up and attacked for conducting a survey in the Palestinian Authority and under the Palestinian Authority and in Gaza. And the one thing about him that you've got to salute is at least he's trying to measure public opinion, because they never have any sort of elections anymore in the Palestinian Authority. The last one they had was 2006. And as they say, that's why Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, is what, he's in his 18th year of his four-year term, because he just suspended elections. So at least they have these public opinion polls, and it's interesting. They don't give you a number of for general approval of Hamas, but they say that In this poll, 57% of respondents in Gaza believe Hamas was correct in launching the October attack. And Shikaki Khalil Shikaki, the proprietor of this poll, said that Gaza residents were much more critical of Hamas than those in the West Bank, and that support for Hamas typically spikes during periods of armed conflict before leveling out. And that even today, when you ask most Palestinians in both the West Bank and Gaza, do you support Hamas? The answer is most of them don't. Despite the devastation, 57% of respondents in Gaza believe that Hamas was correct in launching the October attack. A large majority believe Hamas's claim that it acted to defend a major Islamic shrine, that would be the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, against Jewish extremists who have done nothing ever to harm the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Crusaders did. The Crusaders set up in the Al-Aqsa Mosque the Knights Templar, which is another story. But the Crusades were talking about 1,000 years ago. I mean, literally. In any event, and the Al-Aqsa Mosque was restored and is today a mosque which is used every day of the week and with big services there on Fridays. In any event, only 10% said that they believed that Hamas had committed war crimes. Now, on this, do you think if you lived in that situation, you would be feel free to go ahead and say, oh, yeah, Hamas committed war crimes, given the fact that they are known to use violence against their own people a great deal? And this is one of those things that came out. There was some spectacular video provided by the IDF about this giant tunnel in Gaza City. And it's a tunnel where you can't even drive a truck through it. It's that high, and it's supposed to be about 300 feet underground. And the one thing that it seems to me you can't avoid asking about or wondering about is the cost of building those tunnels and then trying to keep the construction secret. But given the fact that they've constructed, they now say between 300 and 500 miles of tunnels in Gaza. And a number of people have said, look, Gaza is a beautiful location. The beaches are very lovely there. And in fact, when it's not being wrecked by a Hamas-initiated war, Gaza, even with the recent buildings, had looked a little bit like Miami Beach. And you have to actually see. I think you can go to Google and actually take a tour of what Gaza is like, or maybe was like before this recent war. But the idea that instead of spending money to help people, to educate people, to give people proper medical care, to give people proper protection against violent extremists or against possible war, to do any of that, the hundreds of millions and probably billions of dollars that were spent creating these tunnels that do absolutely nothing to help the population. This is a classic element. I know a lot of people look at the U.S. government and say, well, our government's not so perfect. There's nothing even vaguely comparable to people taking and creating terror tunnels, because that is the entire point. Because those terror tunnels have done what exactly for the people who live in Gaza? Nothing at all. In any event, this same poll, 88% say they want Mahmoud Abbas to resign. That's up by 10 percentage points from 3 months ago. In the West Bank, 92% called for the resignation of the 88-year-old who has presided over an administration widely seen as corrupt, autocratic, and ineffective. And which, again, is when you do look at the Palestinian Authority regime, what is the reason that people have this tremendous faith in a two-state solution? That all they need is not the limited autonomy that they enjoy in the Palestinian Authority, where with over 80% of the Palestinian population lives in territory, pieces of the West Bank that are controlled by the Palestinian Authority, but they are, as the people believe in that part of the world, ineffective and terribly corrupt and not doing a great job. So what is the idea that it will necessarily be better for people when in parts of the West Bank that they already run, that they're able to put up a Palestinian flag? Actually, I think they do run Palestinian flags now. But the idea of a bettering of the lot of the people of Palestine, and where you talk about Gaza and the Palestinian Authority, it's a population of almost 5 million. And when you talk about that, they get instantly better based upon the track record of what? Hamas or the Fatah, the Palestine Liberation Organization, the Palestine Authority, the PA. There is a lot of building and learning that goes into running a nation effectively at all. And that goes to the United States as well. Kevin Williamson, who is the main correspondent, or one of them, for The Dispatch, he is also a writer in residence at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and he's the author of several books, including one very entertaining book called Big White Ghetto: Dead Broke, Stone Cold Stupid, and High on Rage in the Dank Woolly Wilds of the Real America. He'll be talking to us about who do you blame for election 24 if it does end up being Biden and Trump, and that's your choice. He says, America, you asked for it. You got to blame yourself. We'll be talking to Kevin Williamson and more. Trump on strongmen like Putin, Orban, and Kim Jong-un. That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's Word.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.